Hi, my name is Owen, and welcome back to Houndcast. For our final episode of Season 8, Dylan Starr and I sat down with Prince Sokpo, Class of 2025. Prince is one of three alumni fellows for 2024's Shining Lights Awards, and one of two we had the honor of bringing onto our show. In this episode, we talked about Prince's transition from high school to college during the COVID-19 pandemic, ideas he has for his professional career, and the legacy he wants to leave at Moravian. With that, let's get started.
My name is Prince Sokpo. I am a junior from the class of 2025. My major is neuroscience.
It just occurred to me now that I didn't actually know your major.
Yeah.
Like, I know you as an SRA. I didn't know you were neuroscience. Was Moravian your first choice?
I would say that it was one of my first choices. Me as a person, I'm learning and understand. And some of the best ways that I can do that is if I have that one-on-one connection with my professors or with the community around me. So
yeah,
for me to be able to do that, I need to go somewhere where I can get to know people more and have more of a personal connection.
And did you know you wanted to do neuroscience?
I first wanted to become a biochemist. And so I came in and my first thought was, oh, I'm just going to major in biochemistry. Halfway through my freshman year, I changed up to become a biology major with a psych minor. That's where I started to plan to, because somehow everything trickled down to me wanting to become a doctor instead. And from that on, I understood I needed to get all the biologies and stuff like that under my belt, especially psychology, to get into med school. By the end of my freshman year, I had a conversation with the head of the health science department, Dr. Fox, because my mom was urging me on. She wanted me to take other courses, do this stuff. She told me that the best course of action to try to even head into med school that I would get all the classes I'll need would be neuroscience. I mean, I completely love the brain and all that anyway, so it was just perfect for me.
And when you said doctor, do you mean more of doctor's office or more in a hospital setting?
I mean more a hospital setting. So I would like to become a psychiatrist because I love how the brain works. I love psychology, all that kind of stuff. Two other things that I learned while being a neuroscience major was I love to cut and dissect. And so surgery was a big thing that just came to me from that. So then I want to become rather a neurosurgeon or an ortho, only because in our neuroscience classes, we learned a lot of anatomy and physiology, and it's actually very interesting as well. So all that just added together, correlated, it just brought me to those three types of doctors that I really want to become.
Your major and everything you're interested in kind of work really well with football. Have there been any instances that you have correlated exactly what you learned and on the field and you're oh, look at that?
Funny you should say that. I spend a lot of my time in the athletic training room. And I talked to them about a lot of injuries that some of my teammates have and some of the ones that I've had. I had a shoulder injury, a labrum tear, plus minor scarring to my bone. I loved hearing about it. I loved looking at the procedure of how they showed me it was going to happen. And honestly, yeah, it was painful. I went through that. But also it was very interesting. And the ATs were very helpful in all of that aspects, especially with the strength and training part, because obviously, in order for me to get better, I have to know how it works. Mm-hmm. So it was connecting dots from stuff I already know versus what they're trying to tell me.
So you were a junior when COVID was all happening and the world turned upside down. What was your expectation for college your sophomore year?
Because of the high school I went to, being a boarding school, I understood I was going to be by myself. No one's going to hold my hand, that kind of stuff. Things you don't expect is when COVID hit. And now we don't know how our colleges are going to navigate it versus how we are expecting it to be. So it's going to be a lot different from what regular college is because the pandemic was here. So that is what we didn't expect. And that's something that hit me like a truck.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I was walking into. I thought I was going to walk into no sports probably for the first year, maybe. I thought I was going to walk into maybe restrictions because it's college versus my boarding school shut down. We just closed off and didn't allow us to do any sports those years or anything like that. So I thought it was just going to be like that. But it was different.
Do you think your academic experience was impacted negatively by like coming into college at that time?
Actually, no. I used to be a person that like I'd be able to take the test and just be okay with like the grade I had because like it was good enough. And I never like tried to sit there and overly study and put every effort in all the time because I had so much other stuff to do. Mm-hmm. But when COVID hit and I realized that it was going to be easier for many kids to start cheating or just doing things to like get by and get the best grades they can during that time, I was like kind of opposite. That was actually the moment I started learning a lot more, understanding way more than I needed to, because I knew that this year, my junior year to senior year, the moments in time I'm missing doing virtual when I get to college and more, that's going to be something I'm expected to know already when this COVID pandemic is over. I started studying way more. I started taking all my time, no matter if it was virtual or not, no matter if like I had cameras on for Zoom, like I didn't cheat, I didn't do nothing. I absolutely went, I guess, berserk on all my tests because like I truly understood that like I need to understand this because I need to get far, and I'm not going to get far by missing a year of just not actually retaining and understanding the knowledge that's been given to me.
How were you managing your mental health? Was that even a concern or a thought in your head before COVID?
No. I love mental health in the aspects of like helping others. A lot of my friends like view me as like, I guess, their therapist in sort of a way. I get like a lot of information from them, their stories, their lives. And I love helping them, giving them advice and just, you know, pointing them in like a direction I feel is right. I don't like to ever tell them that like my way is the correct way, but it's something that's like an idea if they would like to go there. For myself though, I viewed helping others as my own mental health, because it didn't, in my way, when you don't think about something, it's the best way to avoid and continue and strive in everything else you want to do. And it's not always healthy to do that. I know that. A good distraction, good healthy distraction is enough to keep me moving and pushing every day. So no matter how I'm feeling, whatever it is, as long as I'm doing something, the day that I stop doing a lot of things or the day I get time to just sit there in my own thoughts is probably the day I'll deal with them. But as of right now,
stay
I'm happy.
Busy. Yeah.
Yep, I'm happy doing everything else.
I know you're an SRA and Bernie Willey.
Sorry, can you clarify? What is an SRA?
So an SRA is a senior resident advisor, not necessarily for the aspect of being an actual senior, but in the aspect of having seniority over the other RAs. So you supervise them while they supervise their floors for the rest of the building. SRA is about the same as an RA for the facts that whatever a resident needs, they can go to any person, including the SRA. The other facts is that the SRA also leads and organizes events, not for a small community, but for the whole building or community in general, for all other RAs and their floors. Whatever the RAs have a problem with, questions, you know, RAs come in and they're new. Some are new and they need to understand what's going on and learn on the fly, even though they've been through training, but it's never the same as actually being in the situations. And having an SRA that's there to help guide you and listen to what you have to say, as well as give you advice and feedback, it's one of the best things in the world. And I would say that the last thing an SRA really has to be responsible for is the same as an RA, as in trying to communicate and create a connection with their community. RAs spend most of their time with their floors. SRAs don't really get to live in those specific communities with those buildings or floors. So they have to try harder to try to communicate or try to build a relationship with those residents, because it's all about trust. For a student to come to you with an issue or problem, something personal or anything like that, that an SRA or RA should deal with, it's kind of built on that trust mentality that they can come to you and you'll help them in any way, shape, or form that you can. You've got to be really transparent with them. I essentially know a lot of the people on this campus, and essentially they're all my friends. Mm-hmm. I tell my residents, as well as my other RAs, just don't do anything stupid.
Yeah.
We should all have a great time because I love spending time with the residents and my RAs too. So as long as everything is fine and peaceful, there's never any problems.
What made you realize you wanted to be an SRA?
I would say mine was a person. I had a great RA freshman year. I was injured, so I lost my freshman year of football. And I went through that whole process just like trying to be part of the team and go the stuff and get annoyed sometimes because like it's a lot of stress that's going on with me. And it would be at the most perfect times that my RA would just somehow be in the vicinity.
Yeah.
And he would ask me like, what's going on? Like, how you doing? And I would talk to him and like, it would be like, I'm talking to one of my friends. He inspired me. Like, I was like, maybe I want to be an RA. I know that my time in Bernie Willie was like, it was okay, but like, it was also really good because of him. I couldn't imagine if I had someone else. Like, I didn't know any of the other ones. It came winter time, went home, came back, and I had a letter in the mail, and it was from him. He was inviting me to become an RA, and so that's where that started.
Once you became an RA, and you were doing that for a year, and it was time to, you know, reapply to be an RA or to be an SRA, did you know you wanted to be an SRA right off the bat, or were you kind of hesitant?
Well, actually, at first, I thought SRA was, like everyone else thinks, just for seniors. But then Kyle and my other SRA, Michaela, encouraged me to do it. And then my supervisor, Lexi, as well did. And from those three just encouraged me to do that, I was like, why not try this out? In my head, I was like, I'm not going to get it. I was like, everyone else, like, it's like other seniors going for it and stuff like that. They're going to get it before me. But, like, everyone else was like, oh, Prince, you'll probably get it and stuff like that. And I was like, it'd be great if I get it. And then I opened the email and it was congratulations and all that. And I was like, wow, I felt really good. And then I was scared because I didn't know what to do because I'd never been one before. So it's like, now I have to instead take care of a whole floor, take care of a building plus the other RAs. So it's like, I didn't know what else I was going to expect.
Yeah, what's like 7 other floors?
Yeah.
Big growth opportunity for you.
What else do you do on campus?
That's a loaded question.
Oh, man. The laundry list tumbles out.
It honestly is hard for me to keep up because then I'd like, that's why I go in my, every time I get a new job or activity or group I'm part of, I go right in my resume or CV and I start putting it in because like if I don't, I'm not going to know what I do. I guess starting off with jobs, like I work with like a lot of other organizations and help out where I can. So I work at the fitness center. I help ref. I also work with Rebecca May sometimes. I would go in, I would help her any way, shape, or form I can. One of those unofficial things that I continuously just put my time to help for. I used to do a lot of tours. I'm still considered a tour guide. Other stuff for athletics, I help the athletic equipment manager with a lot of the sorting, putting stuff where they need to be, especially during the summertime. Plus, I do help out with DEI. We do a lot of programs during the summer, so like Black Latinos readiness programs. We might help Alver out in the summer with academically striving students that are coming into college for the first time and need some credits and to understand how college is.
Yeah.
I help with a lot of other activities like Brain Club. This past week, we had Brain Awareness Week, more like a national thought of helping those with Parkinson's and all that kind of stuff. So a lot of our money and stuff towards our organization goes towards there. What we do is we try to bring into fruition the understanding of the brain to others around our school campus and just the community as well. So we go to elementary schools, we teach them about the brain, we show them a lot of cool ways to draw and learn about it as well. We give them some toys to play with that trick your brain and help like stimulate all your neurons to fire and like show them, hey, because this is happening, that's why this is this. You know, the crazy goggles that like you put them on, the dizzy goggles, you put them on and like you can't see where you're going, all that kind of stuff. But like somehow you have a sense of awareness for everything else.
Mm-hmm.
We teach them about that. Not only the elementary, but here on campus as well. We partner with a lot of other organizations too. Like we partner with the art club, the cheese club, and other stuff to like get like food events and other creative stimulating events like drawing and painting. I was a Millennium Fellow last semester. I'm gonna be another one again next year.
What's that?
Millennium Fellows works with the UN help bring whatever community or area you're in, especially for your college, into 17 sustainable goals that we're trying to work towards. That's some of the stuff we've been working with. So I've actually been like talking with the hub and some of the waste that they've had. So a lot of wood, carpentry waste, we've given to some carpenters that would need it.
Gotten some compensation. With the expansion.
Yep.
Oh, that kind of waste.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
We're trying as much as we can with the hub. We're trying as much as we can with other awareness points like just bring our campus more sustainability. So DEXO is trying to work with us on how it's working with its waste and where that waste goes, so just recycling and all the food and stuff we give to the STAR and the B&G, all that kind of stuff. Also our buildings, a lot of our buildings are old. Bernie Willie just got AC for the first time, amazing.
Yeah.
But like, we're still trying to bring more into it, like our electricity that we use, the gas that we use for some areas. We were put together by Grigsby. He wanted us to have an organization, so he handpicked a few, and then we interviewed, went through a process, and then got chosen.
Oh, wow.
And then we started. So now we're trying to continue that on and wrap that through because, you know, COVID and pandemic had like a halt to everything.
How many people are in it?
So as of right now, there's only 11 of us.
Uh-huh, only? That's a lot for a school this size.
Yeah. So we're trying to get more people or just branch out to more different areas and sections of our campus because we need commuters to have a say. We need their ideas. We need residents as well. We need people from different departments like art, history, science, education, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We need all the ideas we can. But if I went into like every other organization I'm in, I think I would be here all day. So.
We've talked about a lot of the success that you've already had here. Is there anything you're looking to accomplish or get done during like the rest of your time here?
Because it sounds like you can fit a lot in a year.
Yeah. I want to do something big. I want to create or develop something that's going to trickle down onto the next year's generations upon Moravian students coming in, and it keeps growing and more after me. So I want to make a name for myself, essentially. It doesn't even have to be my name. Just I want to do something that makes an impact on all students, that's good, acceptable, and continues to strive its way and grow bigger after I'm gone. And I don't know what that is yet. This is like something I would have to like take the time to put it through, develop, get other people to join, something like that, whether it's an organization or whether it's like just an initiative. And I think I was starting to do that with the Millennium Fellows, trying to decide an organization or development of a team that helps to, I know we have the Eco Club, but something that brings all of them together, apart from the Millennium Fellows, that works hand in hand in tangent with the hub or with building renovations or anything that our school is putting big money into to help make our campus more greener. Mm-hmm. That's where I was going with it. It's still in the works, still like trying to see how that would look, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, as students, like we have some say, but we don't really like sit in the meetings, get into developments with them, tell them exactly what it should be, what we think it should be, versus after they've already decided what little tweaks that we want. No, I think we should be in those rooms to like actually be putting big changes upon those as well. So getting in on that is something I would like to somehow develop for some students to be able to go to. However, I'm going to be able to do that. Still a work in progress.
Even if you have a general idea of that, even graduating, you're still connected to Moravian. So even as alumni, come back. At Shining Lights, we recognize all our alumni who are doing incredible things in their industry. So just thinking about a legacy now and your 1920, it's like the world is your oyster type thing. You know, you can have this idea of what you want, and it's going to take years and years and years for you to really figure out what it's like. Even if you put together something, a framework, it's still going to progress. And I'm really intrigued to see what you do because you're so invested in the community here and your heart is in it. That's the only way you produce something truly good is like if you're passionate about it. So it's cool to see that you're passionate about so many different things and you want this vision of something.
I feel like a lot of people are sort of afraid to say that they want to make an impact like that because they don't want to sound selfish or like power hungry or anything like that.
Or even fail. People are scared of failing.
Absolutely. But it sounds like that you're pretty sure that even if you don't know what you're going to do, you know you want to do it. That's often the step that I think a lot of people miss. Some people have a specific thing in mind, but they don't know how they're going to get there. It's like you don't have any specific thing in mind, but you know that you can do the things you need to do to get there. Thank you to Prince for coming on to the show, and thank you for listening. With every season, my and Dylan's appreciation of and dedication to this project continues to grow. Dylan and I wouldn't have this amazing opportunity if we didn't get to meet all of the wonderful guests we've had on the show the last few years, and if it weren't for you, our audience. We love the community we're building, and we're so grateful to everyone who's hopped along for the ride. Thank you so much for listening to Season 8 of Houndcast. We'll have plenty more for you when we return in September with Season 9. Have a great summer.